Listening Library presents On a Clear Day by Walter Dean Myers. Read for you by Rebecca Soler.
1. She just stopped singing. Ernesto, Maria's husband, was a thin, yellowish man with a wisp of a mustache. He wiped at his face as we sat in the back of his old Ford. "That's what she liked to do best," he went on, talking to himself as much as to the rest of us. "Singing and sometimes dancing, even when there wasn't any music." Maria Esteban was only 38 when she died, when she stopped singing. She was my cousin and had taken care of me after my mother died. Once we had been close. She had let me do her hair sometimes and laughed when I messed it up. Then we had grown apart, or maybe had both begun to withdraw into ourselves, the way poor people seem to do more and more. I remembered her singing as we walked down Fox Street to our little house. I didn't remember her stopping her songs. The pickup truck and the three cars that made up the small funeral procession moved slowly down Moshaloo Parkway toward Van Cortlandt Park. "She always used to sing. I should have known," Ernesto said, more to himself than to anyone else. "I should have known." It was getting harder to tell when people were going to die. There weren't many warning signs. Sometimes a slight cough into a handkerchief, perhaps a distant look in the eyes, but mostly it was just a turning inward. They had simply given up on life. They had forgotten their song.